Marie, are you awake? Good. You look so beautiful and peaceful. You almost look dead. And I'm glad because there's something I want to say that's always been very difficult for me to say. I slit the sheet I slit, and on the slitted sheet I sit. I've never been relaxed enough around anyone to be able to say that. You give me confidence in myself. I know we've only known each other for 4 weeks and 3 days, but to me, it seems like 9 weeks and 5 days. The first day seemed like a week, and the second day seemed like 5 days, and the third day seemed like a week again, and the fourth day seemed like 8 days. But the fifth day, you went to see your mother, and that seemed just like a day. But then you came back, and then later, on the sixth day in the evening when we saw each other, that started seeming like 2 days. So in the evening, it seemed like 2 days spilling over into the next day, and that started seeming like 4 days. So at the end of the sixth day, on into the seventh day, it seemed like a total of 5 days. And the sixth day seemed like a week and a half. I have it written down, but I can show it to you tomorrow if you want to see it. Anyway, I've decided that tomorrow, when the time is right, I'm going to ask you to marry me. If that's okay with you, just don't say anything. You've made me very happy.
baby, I wanna learn how to lie. If I'm to know, 'cause I wanna go where the people go. 'Cause I'm forever lost. Oh, your eyes, forever lost. Darling, what you gonna do now? Now that you know it all went wrong. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Playing that just now, I had the craziest fantasy that I could rise up, float, right down the end of this coronet, right through here, through these valves, right along this tube, come right up against your lips, and give you a kiss.
I didn't.
I didn't want to get spit on me.